From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Rich copper reserves helped Chile get through the global recession. The country is an important supplier of copper and other metals, used for manufacturing all manner of cables and electronics. And Chile relies heavily on the miners who dig it all up, like the 33 men trapped underground for 19 days near the city of Copiapó. Reporter Annie Murphy has the story.
Lillian Ramirez is used to waiting. When her husband took a break from mining to work as a sailor back in the 70s, she waited 3 years to see him. But it didn't compare to the waiting she's done since August 5th, when her husband and 32 other miners were trapped nearly half a mile underground, following a cave-in at the San Jose mine. The miners were located, alive and surprisingly well, on Sunday. And through his letters, Lillian's husband, Mario Gomez, emerged as a leader among the trapped miners. Up above, Lillian has become something of a spokesperson for the families camped out in the desert, surrounded by rocks, dunes, and a cloudless blue sky. Lillian is drinking hot tea in a makeshift mess tent. She has unruly ginger-colored hair and is so tired her eyelids occasionally flutter shut.
Part of being a miner is risking everything. A miner is rough because he works in terrifying conditions. He knows that he's taking huge risks, but to support his family, he exposes himself completely. It's hard to be married to a miner, but a miner's wife needs to be there as support.
Social worker Pamela Leyva has been helping people in the camp. She says the miners' families may actually have more psychological resources when it comes to this sort of trauma.
Pero ellos son familias mineras, conocen la mina.
She says these families know the mines, and they probably have more mental resistance because of it. If it were someone else, like us, she says, things would be very different. Leyva says now the hardest part won't be counseling the families, but the miners themselves, who could be underground for up to 4 months while the delicate process of drilling a rescue shaft is carried out. So far, none of the men know it could take that long. Police Captain Alonso Quesada has been working here since the accident. Standing near a cooking fire, he says, San Jose should have been built with an escape route. By law, a mine has to have various exits, he says, and this mine does not. According to the families of the trapped miners, as well as miners who weren't in the cave-in, those who took jobs at San Jose did so because they could make a little extra money in exchange for taking bigger risks. No one could foresee the magnitude of the cave-in that left these 33 miners trapped underground. But many workers, like Lillian's husband Mario, were sure a bigger accident was bound to happen.
My husband said to his boss many times, "This place is falling down bit by bit. Someday we're all going to end up buried here. No one knows what destiny will give you, but we also have to make things right. This cannot happen. These businesses have human beings working for them, not animals."
It will be months before these miners see sunlight again. Till then, they're trapped in a hot, damp space the size of a one-bedroom apartment, while their loved ones remain camped in the desert, waiting for the men who are buried far beneath their feet. For NPR News, this is Annie Murphy, Copiapó, Chile.